I'm a man of ideas. I've got all manner of them floating around in this old noodle of mine. There are things such as events or tourist attractions that I think would be a big hit in this area, but of course, the reality is that an idea is just that. An idea. It's just words that are floating out there in the ether until they're turned into action. So what are my ideas? Well, let's take a look. First off, let's revisit my drive-in movie idea from last fall. I had just watched an episode of Corner Gas Animated where the characters decide to organize an outdoor movie night between the gas station and the Ruby Cafe. They got a white sheet, situated it against the exterior of the building, and played a Blu-ray disc using a projector system. People drove in with their cars, Wanda sold popcorn and goods from the corner gas station, and that was that. Yes, I know that it was a cartoon I was watching, but the basic idea was still pretty much that, basic. So, based on that, I came up with the following. Summer cinema series. What is this idea, exactly? A 5-part series of movies played outdoors in a drive-in movie atmosphere. Each night would see 2 movies played back-to-back, and content would range from genre to genre. Comedy, classics, horror. Where would this drive-in event take place? The main parking lot of the Jim Cook Rec Plex in Outlook. Washroom facilities inside, concession on site. When would these movies play? Kicking off over the May long weekend, and then hosting it again on selected weekends in June, July, August, and wrapping it up in September. Okay, genius. Here's one for you. Who would handle everything behind the scenes? I guess this would fall under the recreation side of things, but I would certainly be interested in lending some expertise. Why on earth would this event take place? Well, because why not? It could make a few bucks, couldn't it? Give folks an entertainment option in the summer months? It's something different, eh? The outdoor movie hosted in the regional park every year is fun, and this could be a way to expand on that idea. So yeah, that was my idea that I floated around on social media last September. I'm happy to say that it grabbed some attention, especially from the recreation department in Outlook. But here's where I'm at with this idea. I basically have the vision, but I don't have the know-how. Essentially, this is how I would want this whole thing set up. You drive into the rink parking lot, pick a spot to park, tune your FM radio dial to a certain frequency, and wait for the show to begin. The movies would be played on a large white backdrop, and washroom facilities and a concession available inside the rink. The movies would be free to watch, but the idea here is to push the rink's concession with the hope that people would support the Rec Plex in that way. So here are some questions I have for my readers, with the hope that someone or a few people would lend me their expertise or even volunteer to help with the idea. As far as audio is concerned, my idea of utilizing FM radio frequency stems from necessity. The Jim Cook Rec Plex property is located in the southeast corner of Outlook, but Conquest Avenue also runs along there, with a steady lineup of homes. The last thing I want to do is disrupt someone's home life by having loud audio playing from a movie, and if that movie happens to be a slasher flick, that's probably got lawsuit written all over it. So that's where FM frequency comes in. I've seen it used at Christmas time, even at homes in Outlook, where you drive by, tune your FM dial to a certain number, and hear Christmas music. So how do we do that, but with the audio from a Blu-ray disc? As far as video is concerned, I'm thinking that a very large white screen backdrop may be needed. Can you rent such a thing, and if so, where? And is there maybe an opportunity to do a little advertising in exchange for covering costs, like running a local company's logo in exchange for funds to provide the screen? These are questions to which I'd love to hear answers. If you're a techie kind of person, reach out to me and let's work to make this idea happen. Another idea I've had for a number of years is something that some parts of Saskatchewan have followed up on, and if you travel across Canada, you're liable to see a lot more of it. Welcome to Outlook, home of the world's biggest. That's the question. Home of the world's biggest what? Over in Davidson, they've got that massive tea kettle, And I like to think that someone in Outlook can come up with something that speaks to what the Riverside community is all about. A huge water hose? A massive hockey puck? A colossal film reel? The possibilities are endless with this kind of topic. Let your imaginations run wild. A hockey game doesn't happen without rink workers, and a parade doesn't happen without floats and volunteers. Nothing happens without people getting involved. Community ideas don't go anywhere without community input and involvement. Do you have an idea for a local community? Reach out and let me know about it because I love discussing this kind of thing. We all call small town Saskatchewan home. I'm just trying to find ways to make life more enjoyable. For this week, that's been the Ruttle Report.